Line's good.
Never on.
Whoa.
Hard.
Come on, Brent.
Line's good.
Got real close.
The hair high, right?
Trying to hit two thirds.
Have they saved it for her? Yes, they have.
Welcome to Game of Stones, everybody. I am Sean Graham Scott, alongside, as always. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Sean, I'm going to keep my phone on for this podcast.
Yeah, we might have a special guest coming in.
Yeah, we might have a special guest, so I just want to make sure I can buzz them in if need be.
Absolutely, that's the right thing to do. We are here on a Monday night in the nation's capital. We're about to go play our Monday night ladder game. And before we do that, we're going to break down the second leg of the World Cup from lovely Omaha.
You say Omaha funny. Is there a reason for that?
Just Google Omaha Peyton Manning and you'll understand
you'll
what I'm
understand,
saying.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into this, of course, we have to continue to make amends for losing to the fine folks from Rocks Across the Pond. Yesterday, we drank far too large boxer beers. They were way too big. I understand why we bought those ones, because it was actually less beer to drink than if we'd bought a six-pack. But it was a beer, Scott, that got worse every time you drank it.
Yeah, it really did, Sean. To be fair, though, I rated it a 1.75 on Untappd. The first sips were not as terrible as I thought they would be. But it did definitely get worse and went way downhill. And the aftertaste I had was just
really
just
not
terrible.
Good. Really not good.
And I'm really not looking forward to this Laker beer.
Yeah, so now in our Twitter debate with the guys, we came up with Laker being a bad one. And if you grew up in Ontario and remember the commercials from around the turn of the century, this used to be a buck of beer, which, of course, our premier is trying to bring back. And I assume that it's related to Laker, because these cost, I think, 2.25 when I bought them. The other day. So we have two Lakers here. Again, it's Laker Ice.
Laker Ice, 5.5 alcohol.
Yes.
Just awful. Yeah. Oh, speaking of our guest.
So there you go. Our special guest is now here. Scott is checking him in. And with that, we will open up these Laker Ice beers. Here we go. There you go. Okay. All right. Now let's take a sip and see how
they go. I'm going to watch you taking the first sip,
okay,
Sean.
Okay, here we go.
And watch your face give a facial reaction. Oh, it's a bit of a laugh and a eye roll, followed by a little contemplative. Not sure.
Okay, now, yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I wonder if this is like it's what we had yesterday with the boxer. If it's sort of this thing that's going to get worse, because right now there's really no flavor.
That's bad.
All right, so there you go.
That's straight up.
That sums up Scott's feeling on it, that it is bad. So this is clearly a message that in the future we need to be better at picking events, as this is our punishment for losing the picks contest with Rocks Across the Pond. So we haven't actually formally challenged them here for either the Canada Cup or the World Cup. Maybe we'll tweet them after we record this, Scott, to see if they want to get in on this. But my fear is that we would lose again, and we'd have to drink more of this crap.
Yeah, Sean, I don't know how devoted to the cause I am to drink more terrible.
Yeah. We previewed, of course, the Canada Cup when we recorded last night. Here we are now to talk about the World Cup of curling, the second leg from Omaha. If you've looked at any of the photos that have been posted up on Twitter, looks like a lovely venue. The ice is ready to go. They've done a really good job in converting it. They're expecting some pretty good crowds. It's going to be available on TSN here in Canada, NBC Sports in the U.S., and through the World Curling YouTube channel as well. And we have a fun group of teams here. Some of the teams, you know, it's this weird mix of teams that we don't know that much about and teams that we do know something about. And like with the other one, we have a mixed doubles component to talk about. And again, like what we had over in China, we have pool play, two pools of four for both men's, women's, and mixed doubles. Only a final here, so there's no playoffs. You got to win your pool, and you get that spot right into the finals. And As we had in China, Canada won men's, women's, and mixed doubles, so they are in control so far of the standings in terms of the overall points. And we've talked about this before, Scotty, but with the Canada Cup going on, Canada is not sending necessarily their best squads here.
No, Sean. They're sending some squads that could do well, but are not necessarily, the Kevin Cooys and the Rachel Homans of the world. They're sending Jason Gunnlaugsson and Tracy Fleury. So, yes. You know, they're teams that regularly qualify for the Grand Slams or are right on the cusp of those Grand Slam events. So with the Canada Cup going on, you just had a strong reaction to that beer there.
It's really not good.
Oh, geez.
It's really not good.
Totally worth it, right? Totally good. Anyway, no.
We're betting something else next time if we bet. It's not this.
Well, I'd say Canada, you know, if they make it to the final, it would be a real cherry on top. But yep. I'm not expecting either team to make it to the final. Spoiler alert for my picks.
Yeah, so let's get into it. Let's start with the women's teams, as I have that currently up here. So let's go through first the Pool A, Scott, which I believe Canada is in Pool A.
That's right.
Here, Sean, on the women's side. So mentioned that Tracy Fleury, her team, this is the former Kerry Anderson team. They've had an okay season so far to this point. Nothing really spectacular. And we'll see how they work. This is the first time I believe any of them have represented Canada at the senior level in any event. So first time with that maple leaf on the back. And players do talk about being Team Canada, being a different experience. You know, it's one thing to go out there, even representing your province at a Scotties or a Brier, but to be Team Canada, that there is a different expectation that exists when you're out there as Team Canada.
Yeah, Sean, it's a real privilege, as anybody who's done it can tell you. I can't, but but you know, yeah, good on them. So maybe they'll rise to the occasion. Maybe they'll feel the weight of the maple leaf, you know, dragging them down. You never know until the games start going. So, yeah, Tracy Fleury in Pool A, and they're alongside Team Russia. It's Alina Kovaleva.
Yes, who we've seen, of course, before at World Championships and other events.
And I picked her for the Euros. And she,
yeah, how'd that go for you, Scott?
Well, she made the playoffs.
Yes, but we didn't get points.
Nobody got points for that.
We didn't get points for that, and that's part of the reason why we're drinking this crap right now.
It's just saying. Yeah. So it's a real rough go, Sean. Yeah. They're also in with Korea and the other Team Kim.
Yes.
Who... they won the Pacific Asias, I believe, a few weeks ago. So a strong squad there. And the U.S. Jamie Sinclair, who's a team we've talked a lot about on this podcast. So it's a pretty tough pool, I'd say, overall. And when you get an event where there's only eight teams and there's only pools of four, you got to think both pools are going to be quite tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about Jamie Sinclair before and her squad that... they're the team that USA Curling has clearly picked as the team that they want to do well. They're the team that they want going into this new cycle to represent the United States in the Olympics.
In the Olympics,
moving
yes.
forward, that's the team that they expect to be in Beijing. That's why they're here. That's why Nina Roth was in China in September. The United States has picked this event. Not only is it in the United States, in Omaha, so they're on the home ice, but it's also... The teams from Canada are a little weaker, so maybe it's more of an open field than what we had certainly in China and what yep. we'll have in Sweden in a couple months. And they have made the decision that that's who they want to be Team USA moving forward.
Exactly. So,
and Jamie Sinclair, we like Jamie Sinclair. We talked about it a lot going into North Bay last year at the World Championships. I like her demeanor. I like the way that she approaches things. She doesn't ever seem to get rattled
yep.
at anything. Even with that big crowd in North Bay, she was just sort of stone-faced, making her shots, doing her thing. But this will be a different level of pressure. If that building's full, if it's raucous, we'll talk about John Schuster and whether or not having that team there does bring in big crowds or yeah. not. And I'm curious to see how she responds now.
Curious to see is kind of like drinking, but
I didn't say interesting. I didn't say it'd be interesting.
You didn't say interesting.
I said I was curious.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. We won't. But you're right. I think this pool, though, is really, really difficult pool for Jamie Sinclair. That team did win the Pacific Asias. I looked it up.
Okay.
Won 12-8 over Japan in the final. Alina Kovaleva, as we've seen, has been very good. Made the playoffs at the Europeans. Daniela Jentsch beat her in the bronze medal game, but you know, they still had a great week. And Tracy Fleury. So this, I mean, this is a real tough pool, and
it's an extraordinarily tough pool.
What do you think is the expectations for each of these teams going in? Which teams are expecting to win this pool, Sean?
I think the Canadians, the Russians, and the Americans are all expecting to win this pool.
So we have three teams that are expecting to win this pool, and I would argue that this this Korean team has a chance.
Yes.
You know,
I would not sleep on this team at all.
Yeah. It's not the, the Garlic Girls team that we've
we love so much.
But Pacific Asia champions, can't really count them out. They're a strong squad. So man, I'm a little bit torn on who to pick. Who jumps to mind for you, Sean?
So for me, I really do love Jamie Sinclair a lot. As a player, I love this team. I love everything I saw in North Bay. I love that Brian Cochran is going to be there with them, local to us here in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
Plays at the Rideau Curling Club, has represented Ontario a few times at Briars. Really great player. That being said, I'm going to go with Alina Kovaleva to come out of this pool and the Russian squad. I just think that they have that much more experience than everybody else at this level. And I think that is going to be the deciding factor. And I don't mean that certainly to diminish any of the other teams, but if you look at it, you know, you're playing six games. I think 4-2 is good enough, or that's going to be the number to get out of this pool. I don't think anyone runs the table here. 5-1 is going to be exceedingly difficult. I think 4 is the number, and it's going to come down to tie breaks and that sort of thing, and I'm going to go with the Russian squad.
I can't argue with you, Sean. This Russian squad is really good, and to be honest, that's my pick to come into this pool too. Before we started, I was thinking about how it cost us our bet for the Europeans, picking Kovaleva, but I think she's up to the challenge. I think she knows that she cost us this bad beer and really wants to
come through her head. Yeah,
so for that final. So yeah, neither of us picking Canada.
No, and that's not a shot at Tracy Fleury.
It's a little bit of a shot at Tracy Fleury.
But she's never done this before.
You're right.
It's an experience play to me. And it's one of these things where I just don't know how she's going to handle this level of competition, because they've made the playoffs at events before. And let's not forget, this is a new team as well that is still coming together. They're still figuring out how to play together. This is going to be arguably the highest stress event that they've played in together.
Yep.
You just don't know how they're going to react. If they make the playoffs, or excuse me, if they make the final, I would be surprised at that because of that.
Right.
And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they finish third here. That if we have a situation where it's 4-2 with the Russians, if I'm picking now, 4-2 with the Russians, 3-3 with the Americans, 2-4 with Tracy Fleury, like that wouldn't surprise me at all. Hmm.
Yeah, but in that case, the Korea would have to go 0-6, which would surprise me too. So
yeah,
we might see a 5-1 team come out of this pool, but if we're looking for undefeated teams, Sean, I think we're going to have to look to Pool B.
Yeah, we definitely have to go to Pool B for that.
So Pool B, Anna Hasselberg, best team in the world. We've talked about it a lot.
By far.
I can easily see her going 6-0 here.
Yep.
Maybe 5-1. If it was less than that, I'd be shocked. They were in Japan last weekend for an awards ceremony that I didn't really understand what the awards were.
It was very confusing.
But they won best female team at the 2018 Olympics.
Yes.
Some kind of awards.
Yes. I believe Schuster won something there.
So
it was very strange.
So maybe all of their travel, you know, might catch up to them. You know, they were in Tallinn, went to Japan, then went back to Sweden and then are going to Omaha. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not easy for anybody.
Again, we hope they have brand loyalty, right? Right. Our special guest is here. He doesn't want to say anything, but loyalty is key with this, right?
You need brand loyalty.
Yeah, he's nodding his head yes.
You got to get those United Miles or that Lufthansa points, whatever you need.
They're definitely 1K. Is there anything above 1K? Or is 1K the top? There's something above 1K. So we're thinking they're above 1K. If they're on United or a Star Alliance, they're definitely crushing it in what they're doing.
I imagine they're on Star Alliance on Lufthansa. But, you know, hey, tweet at me, Team Hasselberg. I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear from you. But they're the top team in this pool. It's not even close. I mean, the other teams are good. Satsuki Fujisawa.
We love Satsuki Fujisawa.
We love them, right?
Love them.
Second place at the Pacific Asia Championships.
Yeah.
Fun team. They're fun. They have so much energy.
Yes, they were at the Continental Cup in 2016 when I was there in Vegas.
Yeah.
They were there last year when we were there out in London, and I had the chance to interview them both times. They're just fun. I don't think I've ever seen any member of that team without a smile.
No, no,
they
exactly.
just love playing, and they have a really good time. Combined, the four of them, they might be 20 feet tall. I'm not sure if you stacked them up.
I would say no.
And they might weigh they might weigh 400 pounds, the four of them combined. I don't know. But they're just, it's remarkable how powerful they are given their stature, both in sweeping and throwing. They can whip it down the ice, and they can sweep almost as good as anybody else in the world. That they're really good, which you wouldn't expect when you see them. They just don't, you know, Joanne Courtney, you look at her and you're like, oh yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I get it. With this team, you look at them and you don't see it, but they're really, really good. And Eve Muirhead as well, you know, she's still coming off that surgery. We've talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
Still getting back into form, rounding into shape. Not the greatest week at the European Championships for her over in Tallinn. Didn't make the playoffs. So you don't really know what to expect out of this squad, but it's not necessarily a walkover for Sweden, but they are the best team in the pool.
Yeah, Sean, I disagree. I think it is kind of a walkover. They got to play, Eve Muirhead has to beat them twice, realistically, to have a chance to win the pool.
Well, yeah, that's if you say that, if Japan and Scotland split.
Yeah.
Right? So the key here is that either Japan or Scotland have to win the two games against the other team. So if that happens, then you have a situation where if we're assuming that China just loses, which we seem to be assuming.
Yes.
So if the Chinese team loses their games, if Scotland wins both games against Japan or vice versa, then you just have to split against Sweden, and then you're in a tiebreak situation. That is the roadmap to not have Anna Hasselberg in the final.
Sure, and, you know, that's the roadmap, but I think that's super unlikely. This Chinese team, all I know about them is they don't have a Wikipedia page, or at least their skip doesn't. So that's all that I need to know. Maybe they'll surprise and you know, put together a 500 record, a little 3-3. I'd be surprised
if they go 3-3. That's
that would be really amazing for them.
Yeah,
but Anna Hasselberg's team is going to make the final, and they're going to win this leg of the World Curling
Cup. Okay, so there you go. You're calling your shot there. So you have Anna Hasselberg not only coming out of B, but winning the event. Who do you have coming out of Pool A then? What'd you say? You said the Russians,
right?
We both
picked Kovaleva.
So you have a Russia Sweden final, and it's hard for me to argue with that. I see the roadmap though. For Anna Hasselberg to get pushed out of the final on a tiebreak with two teams with 5-1 records. I see that as being possible. I don't think it's going to happen, though. It is hard for me to think that Anna Hasselberg loses. I'm going to go with Anna Hasselberg to win the pool and the event.
Yeah, Sean, I wrote that down about 10 minutes ago, so we probably could have saved 10 minutes of everyone's time.
All right.
But yeah, Anna Hasselberg... for the win.
All right, now let's get into the men's field. These are some teams that we're, again, pretty much familiar with all of these squads coming out here. The Canadian team, is Jason Gunnlaugsson. We've seen them a bunch. My favorite thing about Jason Gunnlaugsson, we've talked about it pretty much every episode now, is his strategy that he gave to Brendan Botcher at a timeout during the trials, where if we score one and they score one and we score one, as long as we score last, we win the game.
Exactly. He's a brilliant tactician.
He really is.
That Jason Gunnlaugsson. It sort of makes him fun on the broadcast too, which we've seen on YouTube a couple times with Gunnar in there. So, you know, good for them for getting there. They're in the pool with recent European champions, Bruce Mowat.
Yes.
Mowat. I say Mowat.
People have said it differently now.
Yeah. You know what, Sean? If you're at the Continental Cup in January.
Yeah, I'll ask him.
Please ask him his pronunciation. That's the only question that matters. Okay?
Yeah. All right. And and in the interim, we should probably just default to what Rona says.
Yeah, so Rona says Mowat.
Yeah, so we should probably just... Let's default to that until I get a chance to talk to him.
Okay.
That'll be my only question when I pull him for an interview. How do you say your last name?
Yeah, so Gunnlaugsson, Mowat, Schuster, and the Chinese team, Zhao Kang.
There you go. Attaboy. Well done.
I don't like to pronounce things. But to me, Sean, this pool is Bruce Mowat's to lose. They're coming off this high of the European Championships. They might be due for a little, what do you call it, sophomore slump, the event right after winning, but they're the favorites. I would put John Schuster in the second place for this pool, challenging for that spot in the final. If they can make it there, that would be a great victory for USA Curling. What do you think?
I think that Mowat is going to struggle. I think because of that, I think this is going to be a letdown event for them. You just the reaction that you saw when they won the European Championships, they were fully invested in that. They were all in. We've seen it in the past, and we've talked about it with Canadian curling, to get that high, to peak for that big event, and then to have to come back and try and peak again so soon with the trials and then the Olympics. It's very difficult to do. And for this team, you know, we haven't established that these events mean anything to anybody. So because of that, I really think that John Schuster, and you see the way John Schuster has scheduled himself, is to prioritize this event.
Yep.
When you look at that team's schedule, the events they've played in, it has been geared around getting ready for this event. They played this weekend an event in Minnesota, which got a lot of attention because of some former NFLers were there, most notably Jared Allen, playing their first spiel as a team as they get into the sport. But John Schuster has set his schedule to be at peak performance for this event in Omaha. He is the main attraction. When you look at the advertising that's going on, trying to get people in the Omaha area to come out to the event,
it's all about
John Schuster. And I really think that these guys are going to be ready for it. None of them are new to the spotlight. The thing about John Schuster is when he's in the spotlight, he's been good.
He tends to shine. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I think that this is going to be his week to come up and really have a really strong week. And I'm going to go with John Schuster to come out this pool.
All right. I can't argue with your arguments, except I think Bruce Mowat will win because he's better. So on to Pool B.
Yes.
Norway, Thomas Ulsrud.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in a long time.
Gets the call instead of Stefan Wahlstedt.
Yep.
You're right. They haven't played much this year. They'll be bringing their pants.
Love it.
We like to talk about pants on this show, and the Norwegian men's team have the best pants in the game.
Absolutely.
Obviously. Yannick Schwaller, the surprise rep from Switzerland, perhaps not that much of a
surprise.
I'm not
that surprised by that.
But it's not Peter de Cruz.
No, but they've had a heavy schedule, the Peter de Cruz team.
Sure.
Not surprising that they're not here.
They played in the first leg, so yeah. Yannick Schwaller there. Nicholas Edin.
Best team in the world.
And Yuta Matsumura from Japan, who won the Pacific Asia Championships not too long ago. So this pool, another pool of death, as we talked about in the women's side. This pool seems to be really, really tough.
Very tough. And you mentioned, of course, the Matsumura team winning the Pacific Asia Championship. They beat the Chinese team that is here in Omaha as well. So
we just slept on them. And
so we completely slept on them. Now let's not. So let's just sort of give them their credit. They're the runner-up at that event. So a good team, but not on the level of some of the other squads there. And with this field, or this event, you look at what's going on in Norwegian curling, might be sort of this change in the guard where Stefan Wallstedt is clearly taking over for Thomas Ulsrud. Not only were they there at the first leg of the World Cup, they represented Norway at the European Championships. Yeah. This is Thomas Ulsrud's slow retreat into the sort of the next phase for him. Now, you can make an argument that this is just them taking a year off the year after the Olympics, and they might gear up for that cycle going into Beijing. We'll see what happens there. With the Swiss team, again, like I said, not surprised that Peter de Kruis is not there. This Japanese team, all credit to them. That Pacific Asia Championship, that's a really good event. There's some great teams there. We talked about it when it happened. That being said, Nicholas Sedin is the best team in the world.
Yeah.
And I would be surprised if they don't go at least 5-0, if not run the table here.
5-1.
Or excuse me, 5-0. I just said it again. 5-1. These bad beers are messing with my head. 5-1 or 6-0. You know, if they lose two games in the round robin, that would be quite surprising to me.
I think you're right, Sean. I think this is Nicholas Edin is the best team in this pool, even though it's tough. I think they should emerge with a 5-1 record, and even if they're 4-2, the other teams should beat up enough on each other that they'll at least be in a tiebreak to advance. So, yeah, I'm going to pick Nicholas Edin to come out of this. No disrespect to the rest of the teams, but
it's hard to see a scenario in which Thomas Ulsrud goes 4-0 against Japan and Switzerland, which is what you would need to do probably to get into a tiebreak.
I agree.
And similarly with Yannick Schwaller or Yuta Matsumura to sweep those other four games and then split with Nicholas Edin. It's hard to see that happening.
I could see Japan winning a game against Sweden.
Yeah, for
which sounds insane, but I could see it. And I just can't see Sweden dropping more than two and having another team be 6-0 or 5-1.
Right. So, now, that being said, of course, they struggled in that first leg, but
they did.
It was 3 months ago.
And they're back. They're all healthy.
Yes. Rasmus Rana was hurt.
At the Europeans, and they played really well there. So, yeah, I mean, that's what's coming out for me. So, who do you have in the final, Sean?
So, for me, then, obviously, Sweden, the United States. I am going to go with John Schuster. I'm going home ice advantage. Home crowd, NBC Sports is there. Kevin Martin is going crazy in the booth. I love it. I'm going with John Schuster for the home ice pick and continue to grow the game in the United States.
Over Sweden, eh?
Yes.
Okay, well I'm going to take Sweden to win.
In a revenge match from the Olympic final?
Yeah, from the European finals. I'm going to pick...
Oh, yes.
I'm picking Bruce Mallett.
Because you're picking Bruce Mallett, yes.
To come out.
Yes.
So I'm going to say... Sweden will put on their big boy pants and decide, hey, we've had enough of you, Scotland. We're the Vikings. We're going
to
win.
All right. So there you go. So let's move on then to the mixed doubles field. The mixed doubles is always interesting to see who is there. And with this, there are some names that we are quite familiar with on the mixed doubles side here. Let's start with the Canadians. John Morris, of course, Olympic gold medalist. Now that was with Caitlin Laws, and this is with Kaylin Park. We talked on the Canada Cup event preview that it was supposed to be with Taylor McDonald, but with Ali Flaxi qualifying for the Canada Cup, Kaylin Park is going to step in. You know, we made reference to this when we talked about it, I think, last week. Does this matter for John Morris? Probably not. John Morris is really good at mixed doubles and very good with communication, these sorts of things. A few practices with Kaylin Park is probably good enough that they will know how each other throw, or at least John will know how she throws. And Kaylin's a very good player.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not like they just went on the street
and said, hey.
Or like went to the Tuesday night ladies league at the club and was like, we need a player. Let's pick this person. Like, Kaylin's a very, very strong player. And, you know, John knows mixed doubles so well that I don't think them meshing will be any problem.
It shouldn't be a problem. I'm a little hesitant to pick them to come out of the pool because they're in a pool with some pretty strong teams. So They're in the pool with Switzerland, Jenny Perret and Martin Rios, former world champions in mixed doubles. They're with Sweden, another strong curling country, and Korea as well. So my pick to come out of this pool is going to be Switzerland. I could see them being 6-0 and John and Kaelin being 5-1. But I think I'm going to pick Switzerland to come out of this pool.
I think that's a very good bet. That
like this is the second partner for John after Caitlin couldn't go. So there's going to be Taylor McDonald, and then now it's Caitlin Park. And Caitlin Park is a very accomplished curler. I think she's won some stuff with mixed doubles in the past. So she's experienced at mixed doubles.
Yeah, and certainly a national champion at the junior level as well. So, I mean, like we say, she's good. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, but give me Switzerland to come out of this pool. And then if we move down to Pool B,
yes,
I realize I'm rushing this along a bit, but we
you really are rushing this.
Well, we do have places to go.
Okay,
Sean.
All right.
And this beer is getting
it's not good beer.
No, so we move down to Pool B, the USA, Norway, China, and Russia. So the US team: Tabitha Peterson, third for Nina Roth, and Joe Polo, who played for a long, long, long time with Pete Fenson. I think he coached or was the fifth player for John Schuster. He was part of that team anyway, because I've seen him making the rounds. So he's a very accomplished player. Team USA is putting their, maybe not their best foot forward, as we saw at the other World Cup. But, you know, they will probably get out of, maybe not get out of this pool, but they will be challengers for this pool.
Yes, absolutely. And but yeah, like
Sarah Anderson, sorry. I don't mean. Yeah.
But there you go. So yeah, this is a pool that I don't know. Like I wouldn't sleep on the Americans here with Tabitha Peterson and Joe Polo. I've always liked Tabitha Peterson. I really have enjoyed whenever Nina Roth has played. I don't know if I talked to her last year at the Continental Cup when they were there, but I feel as though her presence on the ice, she has just a good, you know, to play body language doctor. You know, always good body language, good communication.
Yeah.
Really strong player. So definitely don't want to sleep on the Americans here. Phil Drobnik is there as the coach, as the national team coach. And he's done a very good job with this program overall. So definitely don't want to sleep on them, especially with the home ice advantage, that kind of stuff. So the American team wouldn't surprise me if at the end of the week they are sitting there in the final.
Interesting, Sean. Interesting. For me, Kristin Skaslien from Norway is going to be the favorite to come out of this with her partner Magnus Roth.
Magnus.
Nedgrotten.
Nedgrotten.
Funny story. When I was in Germany, I met a Norwegian man whose last name was Skaslien.
There you go.
And I said, "Hey, are you related to that curler?" And he's like, "Oh yes, I think I am, like third cousins. I've heard her name before, and people have asked me." So I said, "Hey, great, let's be friends." And he wasn't that interested in that. So
shocking.
And being friends with me? Oh, geez. So anyway, I'm going to pick Norway to come out.
Okay.
So I've got a Norway-Switzerland final. What's your final?
So my final, I'm going to go with the, you know, I think I said that I would go with Switzerland, but you know what? John Morris, I'm going to change my mind. John Morris is so good at this. I'm going to go with John Morris. I'm going to go with Canada. I think for that reason that John Morris is so good at mixed doubles, he loves it so much. He gets this. Now, yes, Jenny Perret and Martin Rios have won a world championship, but their world championship they won, Scott, John Morris wasn't there. So I'm going to go with the Canadians. We also can't have six picks between the two of us
that are the same
and no Canadian team
right
into a final. So I'm going to go with the Canadians there. And you know what? I'm going to stay with it, and I'm going to pick the Americans. Give me Tabitha Peterson and Joe Polo into the final there. And you know what? I'm going to ride the John Morris train until he loses. So,
and that's great, Sean. I'm glad we have different picks here.
Yes.
I'm going with Switzerland to beat Norway
in the final.
I'm going Switzerland Norway here in this. I'm shutting Canada out
right
of the playoffs in the second leg of the Curling World Cup.
All right. Well, I'm very much looking forward to watching the Sweden-Russia final then and to see how that'll go. So those are our picks for the second leg of the World Cup from out there in Omaha. If you are in Canada, you can watch this on TSN. If you look at tsn.ca and their schedule for this, at the moment, it appears as though, at least for the round robin, they're going to do this exclusively online.
Online, yes.
So you're going to have to log in. If you have cable, you just go to tsn.ca and put in your cable information, and you can watch it there. But that'll be online because they are going to do the Canada Cup coverage over the air. So this seems like it is going to be some two-screen days, Scotty, as we go forward.
I'm ready for it, Sean. I've got two big TVs. I've got my iPad. I've got my computer all set up. It's going to be great.
So there you go. So just go to TSN if you're in Canada, and you can see the schedule for what will be available to you online. In the U.S., NBC Sports is going to be covering this.
Yes.
So check that out. Internationally, it is available through the World Curling YouTube page. They're going to stream a lot of events.
Yes.
And internationally, if I don't know what the TV coverage is internationally outside of that, but certainly on YouTube, you can find everything. So,
but head to worldcurling.org.
Yes.
And they'll have the information there.
Yeah. And given that the Canada Cup is going on, at least in the Canadian context, I hope for NBC. I hope NBC is covering this and that, you know, Kevin Martin and their whole team is there. Because as they talked about on Rocks Across the Pond, I think it's important that NBC is there in terms of growing the game. For TSN, though, I hope they're picking up the World Curling feed and we get to listen to Rona.
Yeah, Sean, I believe it's going to be the World Curling Tour feed for Canada at least, and for the U.S. My prediction is that that's what it'll be. I don't think NBC will send their own crew there, but I'd love to be wrong.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, and certainly let us know for our American friends what's going on down there in terms of the coverage. So our plan for this week is we're going to do nightly recaps of what's been going on. The Canada Cup starts Wednesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights, we're going to have daily recaps. We're going daily, Scotty.
Oh boy, Sean, I got to cancel a couple dates that I've scheduled, but I'm sure the girls will be fine with it. I'll just tell them, listen to my podcast.
Yeah, it's all part of the greater good.
Yeah, the only reason that I go on these dates is to get girls to subscribe to my podcast.
If you look at the numbers, Scott, you need to go on more dates.
All right, I'll make the sacrifice.
Yeah, there
I'll
you go. Yeah, meet more people. So that, of course, a nice little transition. If you have not yet, please do subscribe to the show. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. Give us a like, rating, all that good stuff. Thanks to those of you who have done that on Apple Podcasts with the ratings and the likes and all that fun stuff. Keep it going. It helps us with the circulation of the show.
Just helps people find us.
Yeah, and do follow us on Twitter at Game of Stones Pod, Instagram at Game of Stones Pod as well. You can see the terrible beers that we have subjected ourselves to. We got two left, Scotty.
Oh, God.
To get through this week. So we'll see how that goes. But certainly check us out there. Scott's on Twitter at Game of Stones. Scott is on Twitter at ScottLikesTV. I am on Twitter at Dr. Shawnee Fever. So until we talk to you again Wednesday night after all the action, keep your brooms on the ice and don't dump that intern.
Make the final.